I mentioned the news about Parramatta, the Gang of Five, apparently now the subject of a police investigation. And that leads me also to what's going on at Manly at the moment. The man allegedly at the centre of the NRL match-fixing scandal, Eddie Haasen, has revealed today that he did not put a single dollar on the two games in question. An investigation's underway into alleged match-fixing. There are two games last season. It's reported that the former brothel owner and punter, Eddie Haasen, collected between $500,000 and $700,000 to bet on one of those games, Manly versus Souths in round 16. Now, he reportedly paid six players involved in the match $50,000 each to throw the game. Now, I'll go back to what I've been saying on this all along. Something about this does not add up. I find it very hard to believe that players earning between $500,000 a year and $1 million a year would risk all of that for 50 grand to throw a game. And it goes against everything that's in their hearts and in their heads. They put on their boots, pull on the jerseys, and they run out to win football games, not to lose them. I'm sure that not all of them are perfectly innocent 100% of the time, but the idea that someone's dopey enough to throw a game for 50 grand just doesn't make sense. And let's go back to what the accusation is in the first place. There's a suggestion that between $500,000 and $700,000 was collected on the match. So, let me get this straight. If you're paying $300,000 to the players who are allegedly in on the fix, and you stand to win $500,000, well, you're left with $200,000. So, are you telling me that they're going to go to all of that trouble and risk going to jail for 200 grand? And are you telling me that players on $500,000 to $1 million a year are going to throw away their future that could be worth $5 million or more for $50,000? I know 50 grand's a lot of money, but something about this just does not add up.